We're back. Welcome back, guys. We are the AfterBuzz TV Voltron Legendary Defender After Show. We are here for Season 7, and it has been such a blast. We're looking at Episodes 1 and 2, and we're going to have a grand old time talking about the state of things in this season so far. So stay tuned for after the opening, and team, it's time to form Voltron.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
We should probably actually start, so otherwise
we're going to get, YouTube's going to get really, really mad at us.
This is how I feel, and I'm the opening.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. We are the AfterBuzz TV Voltron Legendary Defender After Show on AfterBuzz TV. Department of Redundancy Department is present tonight. We are looking at Season 7, Episodes 1 and 2, A Little Adventure and The Road Home. And with me, I have Blue Lion, Alexis Torres.
Hi, guys. Sorry, I was looking at the chat. Hello! I'm happy to be here and talk about the things and the stuff, like Megan always says.
Green Lion, Megan Salinas.
I am also here to talk about stuff and things and stuff.
Yay!
Red Lion Emma Fife and Yellow Lion Mark Donica are out trying to find some phonotonium.
Yes.
They're actually here in studio. They're just so small you cannot see them.
That's terrifying.
They're actually underneath my lion somewhere.
That's terrifying. Anyway, be sure to follow them. And I am Black Lion Katie Collins. So before we get started, we have a little bit of housekeeping.
Oh, here we go.
Yep. Same rules as usual, you guys. We're going to spend the first 40 or so minutes of the episode talking about episodes 1 and 2. During that time, we ask you to keep the chat spoiler-free, keep the hashtag spoiler-free, just, you know, kind of behave, because there are some people who are watching this along with us instead of marathoning the entire season, and they have more self-control in their pinky toe than I have in my entire body.
Same.
And then we're going to drop the spoiler warning, and for the last 10 minutes or so, we're just going to chat about the season as a whole, because I don't think there's any way we can avoid that without bursting on this show.
Correct.
We are adding another rule to the chat, to the hashtag, to the comments, and that rule is be kind. I realize that everyone has had different opinions on this season. And regardless of what your opinion is, regardless of what you're feeling, your feeling is valid. Like, your feelings are valid. I'm not telling you you're wrong for feeling the way you are. Like, your feelings are valid. And I truly believe that as mature human beings, and sometimes immature human beings, because let's be real, we have fun here.
Heck yeah.
That we are all capable of expressing our opinions in ways that don't hurt other people.
Correct.
We don't all have to agree. We've definitely been on shows with each other, with other people, where we haven't liked what we've seen and where we've disagreed with each other. And we're all able to do that in a respectful, productive manner. And so we are asking all of you in chat and the hashtag and the comments to do the same. Be respectful, even if you disagree with someone, even if you disagree with us. You are welcome to disagree.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a jerk, if you're abusive, you're getting banned. Full stop. No warnings, no nothing. Thank you! And the scary lights. But seriously, I'm keeping an eye on the chat, and I have admin rights. Our wonderful producer is keeping an eye on the chat, and he has admin rights. We are being very careful, and we really want everyone to have a good time. And so if someone comes in here with the intent of causing a bad time, they will be shown the door, and it will be locked behind them.
Thank you.
You are just on point today.
Well done, Steve.
Thank you, Steve.
This is a happy place.
Steve, go get some coffee with cream or something, because let me tell you something, this is a happy place. Steve is our Karan, and he knows what's up.
I think that's more of what the actual thing is that this, as far as we've been concerned, has been a safe space ever since we started this show.
Correct.
Yes. And we would like to continue for it to be a safe space.
For sure. Yes. Yeah, so, again, you don't have to love everything, and you don't have to agree with everyone, but you do have to be polite.
Just be nice, y'all. It's not that hard.
So, yeah.
It is.
I know, but it's really not.
So now that we've So now that we've established that, now that we're all, we aren't all necessarily friends, but we're all vaguely civilized human beings, let's get going. What did we think of these episodes?
I mean, wait, accurate.
Wait. Are all the mean people gone?
Honestly, a lot of people are saying, yes, I love it. Yes, this is wonderful.
Thanks, guys.
Okay. The only one who isn't having fun is Lotor in the Void.
Thank you.
Yes, Sabrina says hi. Thank you.
Now that we know, again, that this is a safe space, yes, I'm with Alexis, and I just want to break down into all of the tears and the feelings, and now that this is a safe space, can we just gush? Can we just gush about how great this is?
I think we can. I'm going to go straight out and say that my favorite part of these two episodes is Ramel.
She was amazing. Oh, she's amazing in the entire season, but these two episodes for me, just like, I was like, sold. I'm
these
a fan.
Two episodes, they're just like chef kiss.
Yeah. Just like,
she is the light of my life. I didn't know, once removing Lotor from the situation puts her in a very interesting position.
Of course.
Because as far as, like, we know, like, she was probably planning on going back home and, you know, breaking the news to everybody. And, you know, she had a very serious plot line last season. Mm-hmm. To see her utilized for comedic effect was freaking brilliant.
And it was refreshing, too, because I didn't really know, like, what you said. Like, I didn't really know where we were going with her story, because I didn't know if it was like, okay, thanks, guys, for helping me. Deuces, I'm out, like, you know, or if it was, you know, I have a greater thing, purpose, I want to help you, and clearly that's what it is, but also having a little bit of poking fun at the same time.
She's stuck with them now. Yeah. I mean, their means of very quick transportation is straight up gone.
No, so it's like all of it.
she's part of this crazy space road trip now.
Yeah.
And
oh, God.
I love that she is also now our audience XP, because at this point, the audience is so we're six seasons in.
Yeah.
Seven seasons in.
Good
math.
Lord. Yeah.
We've had so many seasons cut up into so many different pieces that it's just like, we are many episodes in. We have passed the 50 episode mark and we are still going.
Yeah.
So we're kind of used to, okay, things are weird, but we're no longer at the point of magic. We're like, yeah, okay, it's magic, whatever.
Yeah,
I get it.
Get
Let's
it.
Keep going. And so to have someone in this late in the game with fresh eyes going, wait, so we just did all of this crazy stuff and we're just gonna move on? And adventuring is not fun! She had such great clapbacks.
She did.
Because she's lived a very sheltered existence.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
They basically, it's sort of the equivalent of, like, her and her entire people have been living in the Matrix.
Yeah.
And now she's...
Yep.
To an extent.
Yeah,
and that they're very sheltered and everything.
And Lotor is the robot queen.
Their reality is a lie. And so to see her getting to travel through space with literal legendary heroes is really cool. But also just the amount of personality she brings into everything. Yes, it's that fresh perspective, but it's also like, and we'll get into it a little bit more with episode two, but like her just the little bit with her going, and what if I have to save the day, and what if I have to be the hero of the story?
That is the moment that gave us the stick out my leggy real far screen cap, and I will forever adore it.
But I love that, because I mean, our paladins get in trouble all the time, which we talk about in later episodes, where, you know, it's just a thing. So it's nice that she actually thought of that instead of it being like, okay, yeah, you told me not to touch anything. I just won't touch anything. It's like, no, but what if you break your leg in the bathroom and this, and this? I'm just like,
well, and then think about it. Later on, she winds up in the blue line with Allura, and she has to go do
that. Has
like, Allura
to save
has to,
the day.
Yeah. Allura has to keep flying the lion, but Ramel needs to go and kick a guy in the face.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Ramel, thank you, rescue!
And that kick was not like a, oh, no, like, you know, where she, like, he, like, fell over where he was standing. No, he was launched back into his, like, it's crazy.
What is it with Altaians and yeeting people so hard they bounce?
Here's, I love it.
Here's the thing, and we'll talk about this a little bit more later on down the season, but I'm wondering, do all Altaians have super strength, or is it just Allura?
The women.
Is it just the women?
Because I haven't seen Corinne. can do it.
I think the super strength is also a function of the size changing. The bigger you are, the more relative strength you have.
Sure, yeah.
I think this was just Rommel going, this is my moment.
Don't mess this up, Rommel. We talked about this. We've been practicing in the mirror. We're going to do it.
Guys, do you think...
James,
sorry.
James Ferran says, yeeting is the Altaian bloodline trait. Patrick Peretta calls it the this is Sparta kick.
Yes, that was exactly what it was.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, guys, do you think it's plausible that as she was running to get to the mouth of the blue lion, if she just, in her head, had narration going?
Yeah.
It was at that moment that I knew that only I could save the day.
Or she's like, crunk, or she's
go to the
like,
coast, have some laughs.
Have my own theme song. I walk through this hallway.
Oh, I love that.
Go to the coast, we'll have some laughs.
Last season, curling to the vet.
That was so, yeah, his Die Hard moment, I will never forget that.
You can never have too many Die Hard references.
No, true Let's be story.
Real. Eastman says, no wonder Lotor wanted to kill them. He's scared of these strong women.
Yeah!
Yeah! That is correct.
Get it.
Up top.
Yeah!
Just, Rommel and Allura, squad goals.
Oh, I love it. TMNT, Country Dragon in the chat. Wow, what a name. You're the boss. You're the boss. You're the boss. You're the boss.
I tell myself when I'm about to walk into a meeting, you're the boss, you're the boss, you can do this, you can do this, you can do this.
She just got Eye of the Tiger playing in her head while she's going. The Altaian version of Eye of the Tiger.
Oh, God. Eye of the Lion. Yeah.
I love it. We have fun here.
We do have fun here. Although, what I really want to see from her is I really want to see more interactions with her and Hunk, because as you pointed out, Hunk's no longer the audience XP, because he's very much rolling with the punches nowadays.
Yep.
But I absolutely love the kindred spirits moments that the two of them had.
Yes. It's like, you think it, it's like, I think it, and you say it. And then just
you
the,
just at get least, me!
But then the, at least we were bait, at least when you were bait, you were the only one in danger. Rommel!
Rude!
Like, I thought we had something.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I was like, I thought we had something. I thought we were bonding!
Like, at first, I'm like thinking, bonding like, maybe Shiv? Yeah. And then she says that, and I'm like, no, nope. Shay! Shay, come back!
Oh, I miss her.
I miss her,
too. She's just kind of the sassy friend that everyone needs.
That's fine. I'm okay with that.
Regardless of orientation, you always need a friend who's gonna be like, hey, let's go.
Willing to kick a pirate in the face.
No, seriously. Beautiful. I love it.
So, yes, Rommel is best girl. Except for Laura, who is also best girl. And Midge, who is also best girl. Every girl is best girl.
Curly is best mom. Allura is best princess.
That's true.
Or best queen.
Yeah,
I wish she would just embrace that.
Yeah, because then Rommel could be best princess.
Yeah!
She's being promoted.
Yeah.
Are all ancient Altaians like this? Well, we only know
Rommel,
two. So let's just talk
girl,
about Yalmars.
Pidge, best scientist. Just best.
We're just going through all of them.
Just different subcategories of best girl. But they are all best girl.
Correct.
True story. But yeah, let's talk about Yalmar hunting. We're there. We're doing it. Let's talk about Yalmar hunting.
Who here at this table grew up with Honey, I Shrunk the Kids?
Yo, that was the first thing I thought about.
For those of you in audio going, we all raised our hands.
Great podcasting.
Agreement.
Yes.
Yes.
Yay. Indubitably. Emphatic agreement.
Yes, it's just one of those things where everything that could possibly go... Like, we need a really nice, light little B plot.
Yes.
Because our A plot is just like, leave me here to die.
No, we
almost do. Because that Shiro's good at everything but dying.
This is an excellent example of Voltron. And we saw this a lot with Transformers as well. Voltron taking sort of a staple of kids' animated... television episodes, like, it's almost like a checklist. Like, at some point, you have to have the episode where they shrink. At some point, you have to have the episode where they're stuck together or handcuffed together.
You have to have like two best friends fighting. You have to have
this. There's like a checklist. And, like, the shrinking down episode is kind of a quintessential for any television, any kids' animated television show.
No.
That being said, much like
with Transformers just because it's hitting that same note of, yes, this is the episode we're doing, doesn't mean that they don't do it in an extremely effective, entertaining way.
Sure.
I just love the Yelmore Dominance dance. There was, someone did a fan art and then made a gif of it, of Coran and King Alfor doing the dance in front of a Yelmore, and I just kind of lost it.
I wish I knew off the top of my head who that fan artist was, because I'd love to give them a shout out.
It was on the Twitters, but I'm sure it's buried in my Twitters somewhere.
Yeah. My likes are all just Voltron fan art at this point.
If anyone finds that and wants to retweet it with the hashtag, we are checking the ABTV Voltron hashtag, Hunk and Rommel drift compatible, I think.
Yes!
My current favorite. And that is from Paradoxical Ben.
I want it.
Not wrong.
I want it.
Not wrong
what
at all.
What would their Jaeger be called?
Oh, I don't know, but it'd be so dope, though.
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
Yelmore Hunter.
Hunters. I love it. I want it.
Or Eye of the Lion.
Blunt sarcasm.
Eye Lion's Eye. Yeah, that's it. Lion's Eye.
I'm down. I like it.
Yeah.
I approve.
Yeah, I'm in. Beast Wars fan says it looks like the anime dance that was all the rage a few years ago. Yeah, the caramel dancing.
Yeah. A little bit.
Da, 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 da. And I have to wonder if they gave Rhys Darby any direction on the Yelmore call, or if they were just like, make a noise.
Just
scream. Yeah. Scream a little bit. Like you're trying to call an animal, but you're not quite sure what it is.
Yeah.
And it wound up being a thing of wonder and glory.
Yeah, I always wait for when it's time for Voltron, because I'm like, okay, what noise or sound of inaudibleness is going to happen out of Rhys Darby's mouth during this show? Because I feel like it happens quite often. Not just
we need a compilation.
Yeah.
We need someone to make a Coran funny noise compilation. If someone hasn't already, and if you have already, throw it in the hashtag. I want to see that.
I want to see that.
There are loads of Voltron crack videos on YouTube.
Oh my God,
I'm
so
sure
beautiful.
Someone has done a Coran compilation. And if they hadn't, well, challenge issued, internet.
Yeah, do it.
Rise to the occasion.
Let's go, guys.
And this is what I love is that Yelmores were first mentioned in season 1, episode 2.
Right.
And we finally get to see, like, Coran makes a comment about you'll be linked to the ears like a pack of Yelmores.
No,
and here we get to see it. And I'm like, I think we just watched this come full circle. Wow.
What a reference. I didn't even realize that until you brought it up. But I'm like, oh my God, what great planting and payoff.
Well, because when we saw it, or when he was talking about it, I was like, why is this, like, I mean, most of the time when he says something, I usually go, did he reference this already or am I crazy? So when this happened, I was like, no, I need to look it up because I feel like this is really important and it has been said at least one or two times. So technically I was right. So that's nice.
Jia Ling Chang in chat says, we need bloopers from the sound booth. Yes.
Yeah, I just want them in general.
I want a blooper reel.
Yeah.
My kingdom. For like, I would watch an hour of blooper reel.
Same.
Probably cut up into 5-minute chunks so we don't literally die laughing, but I would watch an hour of Voltron blooper reel.
I would say that I died happily if I just watched bloopers for an hour.
Who's to say that these weren't bloopers from a previous season?
I mean, that's also true. That's also very true.
Hey, remember that noise you made that one time when you did this and that? Can you make that again, but for real?
Which noise? You're going to have to be more specific.
Yep.
I make lots of sounds.
I have an arsenal. You need to let me know.
I love that it was summed up at the end with, we got sprayed by a magic skunk that made a sprink, but then we used the sparkly dust to get bigger again. And it was just like, yep, welcome back.
That was like someone like a little kid trying to like explain like what happened to you.
Well, there was this weird space skunk who sprayed us and then we became small. And then we found the fairy dust and now we're big.
That's what I hear in my head.
Is that why your mother is drawing a bath of tomato juice? Is that what you're saying to me?
Yeah. No, what are you gonna tell your teachers when you get to school while you're stinky?
Okay, there was a space skunk who was small. And then we found the pretty fairy dust and made us big. And the princess and I are best friends. And she gets me.
Luna Malfoy writes, Shiro wanted to go back into his coma after that.
He's like, you guys are great.
Leave me
to die. He's like, you guys are great. I missed you.
Like, all right,
well,
bye.
Back to the astral plane for me.
Shiro, back out. Out again.
Or, like, not even, no words, just all of a sudden you see his ghost, like, hovering in the middle.
Yeah, I mean, we got that from Lance in the second season for a hot second.
We did.
Yeah, so speaking of Shiro, let's talk about those flashbacks a little bit. Let's talk about our heartbreaking A-plot.
Yeah,
and let's talk about what you sound so excited.
Now,
I mean,
do we need a disclaimer before this part too?
We already told everyone to be nice and that we'd punt their asses if they didn't.
Later on
so.
Down the line.
Yes. Oh yeah, that too. All of those things. Spoilers net you a timeout. Being a jerk nets you gone.
Okay.
You will be eaten.
You will be eaten so hard you bounce out of the channel, and you will not be allowed back in.
In a vacuum,
this is awesome and heartbreaking.
No, like, oh my gosh. Guys, he has a degenerative disease.
I've seen people discussing it and be like, yeah, that sounds a lot like ALS.
That's what I was going to say. I was like, I know that they didn't specifically pick a disease of what it was, but the fact that I think he said that was because his muscles are not...
Yeah.
And that he's only going to be in the shape that he's in for a couple more years.
And then, I was like, oh...
And you're going to spend several of those on a moon of Pluto. Like, no wonder his boyfriend was mad.
Yeah. I totally understand.
It's one of those conversations where there's no winner. No. There's nothing good. There's no solution that everyone will be happy with.
Also, poor Shiro, man. Can't catch a freaking break, this guy.
No. You know? Nope.
Good Lord.
Shiro's life is pain.
Yeah.
Like... It's so hard. Like, put yourself in that scenario. You've been striving to achieve a particular goal your entire life.
Yes.
And you've been very successful. You've broken a lot of great records. You know, you are championed as very much a hero, as very much the ideal soldier and the ideal candidate for a lot of the missions you've been on.
Yeah.
You've been breaking records.
Yeah. And on top of that, from a personal perspective too, you have a very supportive and loving, you know, partner
relationship. Yeah,
and then you find out you have this disease. Granted, we don't know the order of things. Like, they might have gotten together after he got diagnosed. It doesn't matter.
I'm assuming he's known for years,
at least a few years.
Yeah. But you get diagnosed with this disease, and the opportunity of a lifetime comes along, and everyone around you, with the exception of the people who want you there, tell you, no, don't do this. You do this, it will ruin our relationship. Mm-hmm. Don't do this, you're sick. You shouldn't be allowed to do this. I'm gonna call and tell on you.
I need to tell the Joint Chiefs of Staff. No, you don't.
Like, basically having the world tell you that you are unqualified for this thing that you know you can do. And in this particular case, Shiro feels like he has to do because he won't be able to participate in his career for very much longer.
Yeah, I mean, so ALS 10, I actually went and did a little bit of research, cursory research. Most people live 2 to 5 years after their diagnosis, and that's it.
Yeah.
Ooh. That is a disease that will kill you because eventually you just can't breathe anymore.
No, yeah, and my husband actually, her cousin, I think, has ALS and things like that. So, of course, we did like a whole fundraiser and things like that, but she's had it for, I think, 2 or 3 years so far. But, like, it's something that you can try and get better at, but it's just eventually it's awful. But I also understand from his perspective where he's like, I am gonna go for this thing because I also don't have a lot of time, so might as well do it. But that's also the very adult thing to do, where you have someone in your life who's like, don't spend more time with me and also all the things here on earth. But it's like, oh no, but I also want to do more dreams of my own. So it's such a tough thing.
It's so hard because what do you put first and foremost when you have a very finite amount of time? Do you stay with the people who matter to you, or do you go and achieve your dream?
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about this a little bit while we were watching the series.
Yeah.
It completely recontextualizes everything that Shiro has done up until this point. Like, way back when he was telling Keith, like, eventually you will.
Someone
team.
In chat just had that realization, all in caps.
Oh, yeah.
And with
too.
About four emoji, and it's hysterical.
Yeah.
Just because it was all in caps and with four emoji, like, oh my God, I just realized
and,
this.
And yeah. this is when we, yep. you know, if you travel back, if you go in the way back machine.
If I can turn back time.
If I can find a way. But yeah, when we were talking about it, and we were all like, oh yeah, because we've been saying, Shiro's going to die since day one.
Seriously, since day one.
Like, I'm still kind of on that train, because this is the second to last season, and last season, all bets are off.
That's
oh, yeah,
true.
No, I don't trust anything.
No. Yeah.
Yep. No one is safe.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. But, like, unbeknownst to us, because we were so focused on he's probably a clone and a sleeper agent and all this other crazy theories that we had that turned out to be true. Yeah. What never occurred to us is that he was already dying.
How crazy is that, though?
And he knew it.
Ugh. It's just insane, but it also really adds just another great thing about Shiro is that he never let that stop him. Whether it had to do with the universe of like, I know that I could die probably at any moment, whether it's by actual casualty or my own body betraying me, which I'm like, but like at the same time,
you okay over there?
No.
Okay, good.
At the same time, it's just also like really admirable of him of like. Wait, yep, that's a word.
Admirable.
I know that.
Put the emphasis words. On the wrong syllable.
That's okay. I've been making up words all weekend.
Why not? And the fact of just how he always thinks of others before thinking of himself.
Yeah.
It's insane.
It suddenly, again, it puts everything into perspective. I mean, granted, he was already a selfless person.
Yes.
But knowing how little time he had left, saving Matt in the gladiatorial arena, you know, basically always putting his life on the line for the sake of someone else, it makes so much sense. It's because he wants to do everything he can within the short amount of time that he had left to do as much good as possible.
And I wonder if some of that wasn't, well, I'm going to die anyway.
Yeah, you know.
Like, probably.
You know what? Let's go.
It's very interesting because a lot of people in the chat right now are having that discussion of like, did the clones have the disease?
It has been confirmed that the clones do not have the disease.
Which would make sense. Because why would you make a clone if it could just die in
with an expiration date in 2 to 5 years?
That's not a good clone army, y'all.
Yeah, no, that's...
No. You want someone who's healthy, so clearly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we're happy now, technically, because new Shiro has a new body and we're doing the things.
It's a good thing that it's, you know, removed the degenerative disease. Although,
I love that it just says... Thanks, Zarkon?
Yeah. It's one of those weird moments where, like, we feel bad because you had to go through torture.
I mean, you also
died.
The silver lining is that you now have a future.
I mean,
that was a hell of a storm cloud.
They did. I mean, the disease is gone, but that's still... I will throw this out there as a potential. That doesn't necessarily mean that the clones... bodies don't have a finite, very, you know, limited expiration date.
Yeah, because it's not.
I would be
surprised.
Again, I would be surprised if they built in an expiration date, given that this looked a lot like a single point of contact, conquer the world sort of army.
Mm-hmm.
So why would you build an expiration date in something if you wanted a standing army?
I don't know, man.
You never know.
There might be a kill switch.
Yeah,
that's what I was thinking.
I was like, well, this is the dumpster fire. They can do whatever they
want. Would just be like the best and worst way for that to happen is that, by the way, the clones have a kill switch. What? Bye.
Like, bye, Shiro.
Everything you've lived through, and it was the push of a button.
No.
Oh, baby.
I love my dead gay son.
Princess Ponies, put that on a shirt, and I actually need to go buy that shirt because I love everything about it.
It is marvelous. Please.
She drew a little I love my dead gay son design and put it on a shirt, and I'm like, I need to throw money at that because I need it in my life.
For some of you kids out there, that is a reference to the 80s movies Heathers.
Yes.
So it didn't just come from nowhere.
Yeah. Heathers definitely has problems, but...
So many problems.
So problematic.
It was made in the 80s.
Which was already problematic in itself, but it's fine. For entertainment.
Ditto Dado in chat says, Shiro, after winning the war and being asked what he'll do next, I don't know, I didn't ever think I'd get this far. Disney World? I need this, you guys. Like, Paladins, what are you doing? I'm going to Disneyland!
Paladins at Disneyland.
Oh, wow. They all go on Space Mountain and come off like, well, that was a little disappointing.
I want to see
just want to see them at, like, a theme park. Like, a space theme park. I think that would be cool.
I mean, I want to see them in the teacups. I want to see them in the tiki room. I want to see how they react to the terrible jokes on Jungle Cruise. I want to see how Allura and Coran react to Disneyland.
Guys, the Star Wars area. The Star Wars show where the little kids find Darth Vader and Kylo Ren.
And then watch the stormtroopers break out into then song and dance, and you're just like, what the?
That masked man is attacking that child! Paladins, quick!
It's a show, Coran. It's just a show.
You remember.
Are they recruiting for the Rebel Alliance?
I know. Can you imagine Coran walking around to the other stormtroopers? So, we have this thing. It's called a coalition. Would you like to join?
Or getting really angry about the live performances and went, I was a producer. Yeah. And like, oh, this is not how you put on a live show.
Where's Bebo B in this?
Where's your sense never of presentation?
Never work with children or animals. Sabrina says hi in chat. Allura and Ramel meeting the princesses.
Oh, yes. I want it.
I'm in. I need it. Let's go.
Absolutely.
Coran
Absolutely.
Meeting Chewbacca. And translating.
Oh, that'd be great.
So good. I don't know this language.
Now that we've gone down that particular... Thank you for that. That was the fun little AU that I never knew I needed.
I want it.
If someone has done that art or written that fan fiction, put it in the hashtag. Put it at me. Put that in my mentions. I want it in my face.
Everyone having color-coded Mickey ears.
Yo, actually, I just need that in actual real life. I just want blue paladin ears.
Yeah. Oh my God. Or a mixture of Allura and Lance, because I love them both.
Anyway. I mean, blue and black, you're set. The other three colors are a little more... No, they have bell ears for yellow.
Yeah.
They do have Aurora ears for pink.
Pink. And I think sometimes... I think one of them has, like...
It's green
kind of like
and
a
orange that are a little... Oh, the pumpkin ones for orange.
Mm-hmm. Green. You can get the apples. The poison apples have that green... Ooh. The green goo on top of it.
Cool. I think there's Peter Pan hats. I don't know if there's Peter Pan ears. There's got to be green ears.
There's
got to
be green. Etsy's a magical place. You could probably find something there.
Anyway, we should probably talk about people are now talking about making Voltron themed Mickey ears. If you do that, send them to us. We'll wear them on the show.
Absolutely.
Not even kidding. Yes. We'll figure out a way to make it work with the headphones.
Assuming we can make it work with the headphones.
No. You tilt the headphones back and you put the ears on.
Yeah. I've done this before.
I've done shows with Leia buns, all right? It's possible. So that was
something.
That was worth it. That was a thing of wonder and glory.
This is business with Voltron AfterBuzz.
That was a thing of wonder and glory. I love you all. Somebody please make those. I need them in my life, and I will absolutely wear them on my next trip to Disneyland and get pictures with all of the everything.
Yes, me too.
Yeah. So
what are we talking about?
We were talking about Shiro.
Keith and a whole lot of sobbing into the void.
Can we talk about a little bit how like this is how they met?
Yeah,
This is how they met and
stealing his car.
Grand Theft Auto. So happy of just like a Star Trek moment. I stole this,
and they're like, you're a loose cannon. You want to come work for the military?
Yeah. And I was like, what's happening? Are you muted?
It's like, I just stole your car, one of my friends was pointing out that they were rewatching older seasons and the earlier Blade of Marmora episodes with Keith going, I didn't steal this. You believe me, right, Shiro? And Shiro just flashing back to that time where Keith stole his car.
Yeah. Well,
you see.
I mean,
see what had happened was back in the day.
I mean, I support you. You don't believe me.
There's reasons.
He did steal my car once.
It's a good thing he didn't bring that up.
Can you imagine?
At the trial.
And you could just see them all going, what's a car?
So you're guilty of Grand Theft Auto. Wow. Even here in space, we know what Grand Theft Auto is.
Yeah, I mean, there's the Earth selling guy that has video games. Of course they know what Grand Theft Auto is.
They know what Grand Theft Auto is.
Yep.
I love it.
I love that we got this development. Mm-hmm. I love that we saw how long they have known each other and how long Shiro has been Keith's mentor and how this relationship has developed. I love that we get to see that Shiro is just as much of a daredevil flyer as Keith is. That's where that crazy jump from the first episode comes from. Just, this was all the flashbacks that I didn't know I wanted.
Yeah. It was also really nice to see, angsty Keith, but at the same time, also, Shiro doesn't age, yo. I mean, I know that he's obviously a clone now, but, like,
even regardless of the color of the
hair. He looks exactly the same. And I was like, get it, buddy. You look great.
But I mean, he's in his 20s, and you don't necessarily change a lot throughout your 20s.
I don't know.
That's why I said some cute friends and family. That's why I said not necessarily. I'm not saying
it's also
no.
animated, so I get that. Yeah. But it was also just one of those like, how old is Keith here? How old are you here? Because you look how like you've been 25 for like 10 years. Like, what's happening?
I mean, he was probably like 20, 21 when this noise went down.
People
22.
Just, some
very
people
young.
Just age gracefully.
No, that's fine. I'm like, that's why I was like, applaud
and,
that you look
and
great.
And 21 in anime years might as well be 100.
No, like, no, that's actually very true.
21? You're an adult.
Yeah, no, like straight up. Like,
no.
Yeah, no.
But yeah, I do agree with you. I think it was really nice because we do get to see, we always get little breadcrumbs of Shiro out of his like normal element where it's like, I'm gonna be a paladin. Like, it's just like cute and funny, but at the same time it's also very different. Or like my favorite moment of all time with Shiro was when we were doing the different gun noises.
Blam,
you know, and even though it was very like, serious, but it was also still like
you're his personality's coming out. The adult in this scenario, but you're also a person, and you clearly like to have fun.
Exactly, in his own way, which is really cool because of the fact that he was like, it's dangerous, but I also know what I'm doing.
and the whole, do you think I could do that? Well, what do you think? I should stick with the base, and I'm like, patience yields focus. Patience yields focus. He's learned it.
It's nice because when we were introduced to Keith, you know, he's been abrasive ever since we met him. But it's nice seeing the moments in their relationship where, no, like, you can actually see the positive mentorship paying off.
Yes.
And I mean, I keep coming back to this, and it's that, one, his dad was confirmed as a fireman, and two, his dad literally died in a fire.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Can I also just point out that he referred to him as Pop? And I believe we determined last season that Keith's dad's name is K-pop, so...
Yes, that's true.
Oh my god,
that's
I forgot about that!
True. Yep. I think like we also said that his name was Heath, and that's currently killing me, because Keith Hunk is definitely a ship, and that's definitely the ship name.
So it's like, wait.
Yeah, so it's one of those moments of homonyms.
Papa Heath, we can do that.
Yeah. Dad.
Dear old dad. So, since we do get to see sort of a little bit more of the fun-loving side of Shiro, what do you guys think date night looks like for Shiro and Adam?
Oh!
Netflix and actual chill, and then Netflix and chill.
Oh! She actually just read my mind. I was like, I bet you they're super cuddly and like love to watch stuff, and it's usually like maybe not like wartime movies, but it's very serious stuff. But then it's also like, well, this is getting kind of boring.
Maybe we should entertain ourselves.
Netflix and chill, and then it's Netflix and chill.
Years from now, someone is going to be watching this and be like, "What the hell are they talking about?
What is Netflix?
Somebody." What does it do?
Yeah. So that I can definitely see that being date night. It's just like we get real casual and then we stop being casual. Neither of them really strike me as dress up to go out people.
No, I feel like it's, as someone said in the chat, Rin in the chat was like reading books. I'm like, I mean, I can see like them like, again, like where they were at, where he was sitting on the counter, but you know, and then Shiro was in the chair and they were both reading or doing stuff and just kind of talking at each other across the room.
Yeah.
It's very, you know, you can tell that's probably been a very long relationship for sure.
It's very comfortable.
I can definitely see just sit at home and like read on the couch, sort of like quiet night in. But I could also see, knowing Shiro and knowing how like active he wants to be, especially knowing how little time he has left, I also totally see them like going out and doing things like riding motorcycles.
Let's go for a drive. Oh, are you going to get pulled over again this time? Yes.
Guys, what does future laser tag look like?
Oh. More mirrors.
More mirrors. And more smoke.
Laser tag places have not cottoned on to the fact that mirrors are wonderful and terrifying in the arena.
Yeah.
Laser Quest knew it, and Laser Quest is closed.
Oh my.
That's what I'm going to assume. I'm going to assume that they met at Laser Tag.
Oh, that'd be cute. I thought was going to say they met at a library or something.
Aww, that'd be great.
Like they reached for the same book.
I'd say they met in the garrison.
I mean, obviously. I think that's the obvious answer, but in my fantasy brain.
All right, well.
In the hashtag, I want to see your guys' meet cutes.
Yes! I want to see your guys'
heard that in so long.
I want to see your guys' date nights, but only the first half.
Yeah, let's keep it clean.
let's keep it PG.
We're going to keep that hashtag work.
No. We can keep that to Tumblr if you want to show us what happens after.
No Tina Belcher fanfic. No Tina Belcher fanfic of like, then they touched each other's butts. None of that.
I don't need that. And yeah. So we are running out of time and we've got another episode to discuss.
Oh, shoot. I'm sorry.
Oh, God. We haven't even talked about episode 2.
We're having fun.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah, no. So that is all definitely a thing. And yay, we have shared just the one thing that actually one of my friends pointed out. And as I was rewatching the episode and taking notes, I went, oh, you're right. Nobody ever thanks Allura.
No,
they don't. And that's just one of those moments of, I'd like to think that happened off screen.
Yes.
But same. It was definitely one of those, like, we saved each other. And Allura's over there like, magic hands.
Hello.
You're welcome.
Literal space princess.
She's actually just singing the You're Welcome song every time.
Just very low under her breath. What can I say
except you're welcome.
And then Shiro goes, hey, that song's going to catch you too.
Like that song.
That gives me an idea. Just like...
So, good Lord. One of those things. Anyway.
Sorry.
Huh?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so I think before we talk about the road trip, we have something else we need to talk about.
Ah, yes. I'm so sorry.
That's not your fault. We went on a magical journey.
We did.
Hey, After Brothers.
Yo, After Bros.
Oh, God. After Buzzers. It's been a weird night. Our network produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows, from drama, reality TV, sci-fi, and many more. There is no network that works harder to serve television fans like yourself. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. There's plenty of them. Go check them out. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about those pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel, and check out all our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Yeah!
Because I was going to say Netflix talk, and I was like,
no.
All TV.
That's just us.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we definitely have people in chat that have now adopted After Bros and After Brothers, which... God bless.
I love AfterBuzz.
And also, if you want to support this particular show, wander on over to iTunes, leave us a review, subscribe, and rate us 5 stars, because there are 5... Exactly. There are 5 lions in Voltron, and obviously you need all of them.
To form Voltron.
So yeah, do the thing, win the stuff. We are out of time to do any reviews today, but you get a shout-out on the show if you do the thing. So
we'll do the shout-out next week. Sorry,
next
guys.
Week, because we definitely had too much fun talking about our Disneyland AU and our meet cutes, and I would not trade that for the world. I hear that sound cue and I'm like, I just survived 5 Nights at Freddy's.
Like, I think you killed Alexis.
That's the sound cue for me, is you hear the alarm clock go off at 6 a.m. and you have survived another night of Freddy Fazbear's.
I'm sitting here going, Steve, where did you get all those children?
Why did you pack them all into the studio? Where are your parents?
Terrifying. Anyway, we have the world's best and worst galactic space road trip. I love the little bit about, you know, when Karan's calculating how long it's going to take, I'm sitting there thinking, didn't you say that finger counting was more of an art than a science?
Yes.
Immediately followed up with 150,000 of your Earth years.
Shoot.
Like, no, 1.5.
I'm so glad Pidge is there. Can you imagine? like, okay, I guess that's what we have to do.
Literally all of us will be dead before then, but all right. And... We need to not let Lance, I think, wanted Rommel in his line. Everything else is just kind of like, whatevs. You take this. You take the 3 of them. Like, he's...
I think it was one of those situations where, yes, he obviously wanted Rommel to be with him. But also, because everybody was bickering and, you know, going in, they weren't getting anywhere. So I think this is just one of those cases of somebody who happens to be an extrovert and happens to have a particular preference going, okay, I'm going to take charge. And once he got what he wanted, everything else came second. And then for whatever reason, I guess because he took charge, no one questioned him on it. No one called
him
on
the career.
Who let Lance decide who goes in what? Who said that was okay?
okay.
Well, but if you look at it, Lance has been taking charge in other situations.
True. He's become a very good right hand of Voltron. And even then, later on in this episode, there are points where he's calling the shots, where he's saying, watch out for this, be sure to do this. And he and Roger, that team leader, they're working really well in tandem when the chips are down. Well, but when they're just hecking around, they definitely still have that rivalry.
Well, I
think putting Coran in the Black Lion was just like, you deal with it.
Natalie in the chat said, but where was Kaltenegger? This was the biggest freaking question I had. Because we saw it, we see it later, but like at the same time I was just like,
That needs to wait for like two more minutes.
I just wanted to let that out there. I think that's
an excellent example of like when he's making the selfish choice, he makes decisions that are bad for everyone.
Correct.
When he's being a team player, he's really exceedingly good. Competent.
Yeah, he's exceptional.
He's come so far from when we first met him. Like, he's grown so much.
Agreed.
And you get it in all these subtle ways, and it's only when you kind of step back and go, he just called Keith team leader, and it wasn't sarcastic.
No, like, dang. I know. I was like, oh my God, we're maturing, everyone. Yeah. Look at that maturity. Look at it.
They are. It's subtle. We haven't really had any big, like, here is the Lance development episode ever since the Am I the Team Sniper? Am I Important episode? They do it so well and so subtly that when it really hits you, all of the development that he's been through, you kind of step back and go, oh, dang.
I know.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
We have a comment in the hashtag from Charlotte Yates on Twitter. As an older sister who has driven her family from Northern California to Eastern Texas, I greatly relate to episode 2.
I know, that's a lot.
Oh my God,
that's
I'm so
crazy
sorry.
Crazy drive.
My family did what we called the Tin Can Tour, and it was all five of us in an RV from Colorado through Wyoming, through South Dakota, a little bit of North Dakota, Idaho, Washington, Oregon, down through Nevada and Utah, and back to Colorado. And it was about 12 days. And by the end of it, we were all 1,000% done.
Yeah, see, I'm about to do the same in a few weeks.
Oh,
With my husband and my dog. I've never been on a road trip like that before.
But it's not with, like, five people in a car.
Once you go past three people, it gets bad.
Yeah, because as far as I've gone with, like, my family was Vegas. Vegas, and then obviously anything in Northern California, which is still, like, 5 to 6 hours, depending on where you go.
Yeah.
I can't stand being in a 45-minute flight with my family. So being in a 5-hour car ride with my family, I literally just want to just punt someone out of the car.
Yeah.
By, like, mile 5.
Real quick, is Keith's wolf, like, is he a precog? In addition to being a good boy, is he a precog?
I like to think that Keith's wolf is a lot smarter than he ever lets on.
Besides being
a good boy.
She said, besides being a good boy, is he a precog?
I feel like it's just that sort of thing where the wolf is a lot smarter and more intuitive
than
it lets on.
Don't you mean just the Ex Machina for the palace?
So it was just kind of like, you're all idiots. I'm kicking the passengers. Let me fix this. Okay, everything's fine now. And, like, no one else knows that the wolf can teleport. Everyone's like, what the hell is
going on? Your reaction has me in tears.
I just wasn't ready for it. But I agree that it was one of those, I was watching the episodes and I was just like, yeah, this wolf is just like, I just have a giant brain, and I know how things work. I've probably been alive for a really long time, so I'm just not going to get in the way of you. I'm just going to do it myself.
I'm going to fix this. We got to keep powering through this. Yeah, we spent a lot of time on Disneyland, and it was great. These Galra that are chasing them, though, these look like ships from Lotor's fleet. We've seen some of the weapons that Lotor ships were using. We've seen the grapples. We've seen the beams that come together. We see the mines. We haven't seen those in a while.
Yeah.
Basically, this is a really bad situation, but I love the ice tunnel fights. I love that we got
so cool.
Really good stuff from everyone, and that we put Coran in a closet, which is just kind of like, that's going to come into play later. It has to.
We could have another Die Hard situation.
Yeah, because that's why I was thinking that I was going to do another crawling through the vents. But at the same time, it's kind of how the battles usually go. Kran's usually up in the Castle of Lions and just kind of monitoring everything. Sadly enough, he didn't have anything to monitor besides his own life expectancy. But it was still like, this is pretty normal for Kran to just not be in the way, sadly enough.
Can I just say that Hunk having new abilities as a Symmetra main, I lost my mind and straight up yelled, "Set up the car wash!"
Yeah. Oh my god, it was so
crazy. Made you something.
Oh my god, that was so dope.
I was very happy at Hunk suddenly being a Symmetra main. Like, I'm down. I love it. Mm-hmm. I'm in.
I want more.
Sign me up. And even this far into the season, we still have, we still got powers we haven't figured out yet. Cool.
Yeah. Agreed.
Yep.
And in the end, we have that horrifying gravity weapon that keeps showing up. Why do we keep having this thing?
I feel like it's never going to leave us alone. No. It's just always there.
And Ezor and Zethred.
Yo.
I have missed those lovely ladies. I love that all you saw was just nose down. And I was like, oh, I already know those lips from anywhere. I was like, yes,
it's just,
show
me. All right, there's the backs of their legs, and then we pan up a little, and then the,
I will say that Space Pirate is a good look for them.
Hell yeah! You kidding me? It was dope!
I want more of it.
Yes, give it to me pretty, please.
Yes.
Everyone loves Hunk in chat, which is correct.
For sure.
Thank you, that is correct.
Hunk is
Mark
fantastic.
Would approve.
Oh, I know.
And sadly, I don't actually think we have time to talk about the season as a whole.
That's okay.
Because we out of time? That'll be next week, y'all.
Yeah, next week.
But yeah, we have a nice little cliffhanger to hang on here, which is like, okay, this will be super fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, we don't have predictions because we've all seen the whole season.
Yes.
So, let me just say that I really super want Disneyland Voltron stuff in the hashtag. Because that would make my life better.
Please and thank you.
And we all need to spread a little joy. You know, we all need some joy. Say thank you. Pet your pets. Love your friends. All that fun stuff.
Regardless of how you feel about the season as a whole, please send all of your love to the cast and crew for all of their hard work. Mm-hmm.
Because they worked super freaking hard on this. For literal years, because animation pipelines take literal years.
And we don't carry the three on that one.
And we don't carry the three on that one. Yeah. Literal years. They've probably been working on this show since like 2010.
Oh, yeah. And we'll talk about it more as we get further on into the season. But yeah, for right now, guys, just spread some love. Be nice to one another. Don't be a jerk.
Yes, love each other. Wheaton's Law, don't be a dick.
The world doesn't... The world doesn't need any more negativity. It needs positivity and it needs love.
Yes.
So please spread that around.
Spread some love. Show some love. While you're at it, we're going to join in that conversation with you. So, Alexis, where can the people find you?
Hi, guys. You guys can find me all over social media at atores890. That's A-T-O-R-R-E-S 890. join us for Anime Weekly tomorrow at 6 p.m. We're still talking about My Hero. We're on season 2 now.
Yeah, girl!
Yeah! So we are blasting through, and I love it. And my whole panel, again, who has not seen the show, is now loving
it. Are they just
so you've met horrifying hand face?
Yep. And they don't know what to do with it, and it makes me so happy because I'm Katie of the show, where I'm just maniacally laughing the entire time. It's beautiful. Anyway, but definitely join us for that. And then obviously, Wine on Earp on Sundays, which is also Attack on Titan Sundays.
Yeah.
With these beautiful ladies, check it out.
I'm Megan Salinas. You guys can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at TheMenguin. That's TheMenguin. I was recently, this past weekend, I was on an episode of Ships in the Night, which is a shipping comedy podcast with our associate, Zach Wilson.
He's so cool.
He's so great. Alexis was on a little while back. So go check that out. And also, I do a Lost retrospective podcast called No Love Lost. So go check that out at No Love Lost Pod on Twitter.
You can follow Redline Emma Fife on the social medias at Emma Fife. That is her name. Mm-hmm. Spelled that way wherever Emma Fifes are sold. You can also... Oh my god! Someone mocked up Vulture.
Voltron Mickey ears. Oh, make them real, please.
That's Carly the Cheetah on Twitter.
Thank you. You can also follow Yola and Mark Donica at MarkMeDonica on his socials. Follow them, love them.
So pretty. I'm Katie Cullen. You can follow me all over the social medias as well as on Twitch and YouTube at Kiaxet. That is K-I-A-X-E-T. I'm on Voltron right now. I'm on Attack on Titan on Sundays. If you are a Rooster Teeth fan, stay tuned at 10 p.m. tonight. We are doing our RTX wrap-up. And then the usual Rooster Teeth reviews Wednesdays at 7. And yeah, just follow the social medias. We talk about things and everything is fun.
One more thing before we go. Thank you to all the wonderful people who said they're going to draw me Voltron fan art for my birthday tomorrow. You don't have to do that, but I really appreciate it. You guys
you should
awesome
absolutely do that.
Anyway, I love you.
Alrighty. Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys, for being so cool and so chill in the chat and in the hashtag. You are wonderful. Please remember to spread the love to everyone. We will see you all next time.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Be excellent to each other.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.